Now, if I say the term political boss, who do you think of? Well, throughout history, there have been many. There's Boss Tweed, New York City, Tom Pendergast in Missouri, Richard Daley in Chicago, Boss Hogg in Hazard. Okay, forget that last one. But anyway, for decades, these men held power over those who fell within their specific areas of political influence. Has that role in politics finally come to an end? Well, maybe, as South Jersey political boss George Norcross announced, he's stepping away from politics. Our first guest today joins us to examine who George Norcross is, what his influence has been, and what, if anything, his absence will mean for New Jersey politics. He is a former member of the New Jersey State Legislature, former candidate for New Jersey governor, and currently managing partner of the law firm Wisniewski & Associates. John Wisniewski, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing very well, and how are you, Chris?
Great to have you back here to talk about this curious story, I guess we'd say. WisniewskiLaw.com. On Twitter, you can follow John at John Wisniewski, and we have those links over at our webpage. For the politically uninitiated, who is George Norcross?
George Norcross has been a factor in New Jersey politics for the last 25 years at least. A leader in South Jersey, never elected to office, did for a brief time hold the position of Democratic National Committee man, but his strength and his reputation and the power that he amassed was really due to his fundraising skills and his organizational skills. And during his time, he built the Camden County, but really the South Jersey Democratic Organization, into a acknowledged power base that had to be reckoned with in every election.
You mentioned his base was South Jersey, but as in New Jersey overall, could you run as a Democrat for public office if George Norcross didn't have a favorable view of you?
Well, you could. But it was always better to have him on your side, because if you just do the rough math in a Democratic primary, South Jersey accounts for somewhere in the, you know, the mid-20s, 22, 25% of the Democratic voters who participate in a primary. And if you have the de facto leader of those Democrats in South Jersey arguing against your candidacy, well, that hurts you. It means you've got to make up ground elsewhere in the state. You've got to do essentially overperform elsewhere in the state. And so New Jersey is, you know, a state of 21 counties, each that has a political leader. And then there are a subset of those counties that have, you know, perhaps Uber leaders who are not only influential within their immediate sphere, but are influential statewide. And for many years, that's what George Norcross was. He had certainly absolute control over the South Jersey Democratic operations, but his influence really was statewide. And no one would have been surprised to see him at political meetings in Bergen County or Hudson County or Atlantic County or anywhere else in between.
Mr. Norcross had a run of about 25 years, which proves two things. He was successful and he wasn't an idiot. Case in point, too, because we're talking about the Democratic Party. However, some would make the argument he had his greatest success during the years that Chris Christie, obviously a Republican, was governor. How do you explain that?
Well, look, New Jersey politics is ultimately transactional. And the phrase that politics makes strange bedfellows is never more apt than as it applies in New Jersey politics. And so George was very adept at building alliances and cementing relationships where it served the purposes of his political operations agenda and his particular goals. And Chris Christie fit very nicely into that, and it was a reciprocal, symbiotic relationship. Chris Christie could not have thrived without the relationship that he had with George Norcross.
Talking with John Wisniewski, former member of the New Jersey State Legislature, former candidate for New Jersey Governor, currently managing partner of the law firm Wisniewski & Associates. On the web, wisniewskilaw.com. You follow John on Twitter, at John Wisniewski, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. As I said, a 25-year run, certainly good, but all good things have to come to an end, and that certainly, I guess, would be the what could be said with the loss by Steve Sweeney to a totally unknown Republican challenger who spent a grand total of $3,000 for his campaign, and there was, to say the least, a strong Sweeney-Norcross connection. Was that the could that just be the one and only thing that compelled Mr. Norcross to make this decision?
No, and you know, I think it's fascinating speculation, but ultimately fruitless to really try to analyze what decision Mr. Norcross made. I mean, certainly it's been portrayed that he's resigning from politics. Well, he doesn't really have anything to resign from. He always wielded what you would call a soft power. He, like I said, he had very good organizational skills, very good fundraising skills, and somebody running for statewide office, somebody running in the areas that he had greatest influence, would, out of necessity, need to have a relationship, have the support of Mr. Norcross. And look, that is no different than really any other county leader, right? If you're running in Essex County, you need to have a very strong relationship with the county chairman, Leroy Jones, and the county executive, Joe DiVincenzo. And, you know, the same can be said for Middlesex County with Kevin McCabe. It's how New Jersey politics works.
As I said, Mr. Norcross isn't an idiot. Otherwise, he wouldn't have had the length of success that he had. He is coming under investigations regarding tax incentives and development deals in Camden. Is this a way of him stepping aside to not harm the party? Is he stepping aside for the sake of the party until this storm cloud comes over? And if you want to do some calendar math, some expectations have Steve Sweeney running for governor in 2025. Seems a good enough time for charges to come to a conclusion, and Mr. Norcross could just step right back into where he was.
Well, I don't believe that what George is doing has anything to do with allegations of anything. I do believe that, I mean, if you take a look at where he's at, you know, certainly he spent a long time in the trenches being the de facto Democratic leader for South Jersey, but he's also got a portfolio of being the chairman of the board at Cooper and also is now involved in a pretty big banking issue as an investor. And so this could, you know, we could speculate till the cows come home as to, you know, what's the true motivation. I just think that this falls into the category of, you know, all good things must come to an end. And no one should, however, assume that, for instance, if Steve Sweeney does put his name in to run for governor, that he won't have the full-throated support of George Norcross in both his organizational skills and fundraising skills.
John mentioned Cooper University Hospital. When many people talk about George Norcross, they usually do negative, disparaging ideas and words about him, but he has done some good things, including basically keeping Cooper University Hospital, helping them keep their doors open and their lights on. He kept them out of bankruptcy.
Well, I mean, I think that when you look at the Renaissance of Cooper, that's George Norcross's fingerprints. When you look at, for instance, what happened in the city of Camden and Camden County with regard to the county police force and the improvements in public safety, you know, directly relatable to an initiative that George undertook. And you know, credit where credit's due. It's transformed the city of Camden, made it a safer place, improved policing, and the relationship between the police and ordinary citizens couldn't have been done without the political force that George brought to the discussion. And so whether it's Cooper, the Camden County Police Force, whether it's the relationship between Rutgers and Rowan University, there are a lot of things that have happened down there that, you know, he needs to be given credit for. I understand that there's a political dynamic in the state where there are opposing forces, but you know that's politics. That's New Jersey politics, and whether it's George Norcross or any other political leader, they all have their supporters and they all have their detractors. That's not news.
What does the absence of George Norcross mean for the Democratic Party in New Jersey, especially in South Jersey, moving forward? Because that's a big fundraiser for at least the here and now that's off to the sidelines. Some people are saying that South Jersey in particular is becoming more and more purple versus blue. So looking ahead, what should the Democrats be doing?
Look, I think everything is cyclical. When I first got into the legislature, there were a lot more Republican legislators in South Jersey. And over the years, South Jersey became a lot bluer, in part because of the organizational efforts of Norcross and the South Jersey Democratic organization, but also changing demographics. There's been a retrenchment with Republicans in that region of the state, probably the most conservative region in the state of New Jersey. A lot of that has to do with some of the fuel that the candidacies of Donald Trump has provided and as a reanimating force. Remains to be seen as to whether that's a long-term trend or a momentary blip. But the thing that will be interesting is, will there be the same unanimity that there has been among the, for instance, the legislative delegations in South Jersey? George Norcross was the glue that made those legislative delegations operate in absolute lockstep. Will his absence have some influence or change in that? And ultimately, and this is not something that happens overnight, who is the successor? Who is the future South Jersey Democratic leader? There will be one. Whether that's something that happens immediately or something that morphs over many years remains to be seen.
He's a former member of the New Jersey State Legislature, former candidate for New Jersey Governor, currently managing partner of the law firm Wisniewski & Associates, WisniewskiLaw.com on Twitter, John Wisniewski. John Wisniewski, thanks so much for your insight into this very interesting political story for New Jersey, and that's saying something. Thanks for being here today.
My pleasure. You know, the good thing about New Jersey, there's never an end to interesting political stories.
This is true.